Members of Parliament have welcomed the government's move to cut public spending on National Day celebrations, saying the savings should instead be redirected to essential public services. This year's Heroes Day celebration has been held scientifically at the State House in Entebbe with attendance limited to not more than 25 people. The decision has been attributed to efforts aimed at controlling the spread of the Ebola outbreak. The development also comes at a time when government plans to stop funding lavish public functions for national celebrations, including Independence Day, Women's Day and Labor Day, beginning in the next financial year, 2026-2027. Industrial Division MP in Bali City, Karim Masaba, says the policy will help taxpayers' money be used appropriately by Parliament, adding that the funds should instead be channeled towards key social services at local government level. He also stressed that it should not only end at reporting how much money has been saved, but the Minister of Finance must also account for how the funds are utilized. Mukono District Woman MP Sheila Amanio says the money saved from hosting National Day celebrations, such as today's Heroes Day, should be directed towards national priorities, including the payments of intern doctors to help bridge gaps in the health sector.